Daf is Daf Samech Bey. So we were in the middle of a discussion yesterday, Machlokas between Rabba Rav Chista, about Shachtu Lamulun Al Menashis Kaprubo Arelim Bezrika, that during the Shechita, you had in mind to do Shechita for the Lamulun, but you had in mind to the Kapara, the Zrika, be for the Arelim. Rabba felt it was acceptable, that's okay. Rav Chista said it was not okay, and then we had a whole suggestion how to darshan the words Zechal Arel and Vizos, and we rejected that. That can't be the interpretation. So now, we're up to the last line of Samech Aleph from Beis. The Gemara says, "El Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Chista v'Rabba b'Hai Krab Kemifli." They're arguing about the following pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'Nir Tzalo L'Chaper Alav, Alav V'Lo Al Chaver." It's a little bit of a tricky drasha. So the din is that when you normally, when regular karbanos has nothing to do with Karban Pesach right now, you have to have Nir Tzalo. You have to have in mind to have kapara for the person for whom it's brought, but you cannot have in mind for someone who's not part of the carbon. That's the question. So now, if I if I'm the Kohen, I'm bringing it for Reuven, it's Reuven's carbon. That's good. But if I bring it on it having in mind for Shimon, that's not good because it's near to lo v'lo l'chavero. So I'm going to read this outside. So who is chavero? If I have in mind to bring it for a monkey as opposed to Reuven, that's not shaykh. A monkey's not even on the radar to pass up the carbon. So the question is, when I have in mind on chavero, which type of chavero would be considered significant enough to disqualify this? So Rabbi says, a person who's an Ariel is not considered chavero. He's not bechlal the parsha. He's like a monkey in this regard, because he's not chayv in a carbon. He's not. He's an Ariel, can't eat carbonos. But Rav Chista says, no, but since an Ariel, if he wanted, could give himself a mila or get a mila, and therefore he would be fixed and would be able to be a bar chiyuva, he's called a bar chiyuva now. If you have in mind for such an Ariel, that's considered a psul. So again, that psul has to be something that's relevant. A monkey wouldn't disqualify because he's off the charts. But someone who's a chavero, who's an Ariel, the question is he considered on the charts? He's within the realm of, a chavero, or he's not considered a chavero. So that's what the Gemara says. So Gemara says, Behakra kamithli, v'nir tzalo l'chaper alav, alav v'lo al-chavero. So which type of chavero, if you have in mind, will disqualify such a carbon? Rabbi Savar, chavero dumya dide. The chavero has to be similar to the person, the owner, the Baal himself. Mahu de bar kapara, the person himself, the Baal, Reuven, is a bar kapara. Af chavero de bar kapara, also the chavero who could, in theory, disqualify the carbon, has to be also a bar chiyuva. La fuke hai Ariel, as opposed to an Ariel, de la bar chiyuva. Since he's an Ariel and can't bring the car in Pesach, he's not considered a bar chiyuva, and his intention for him would not disqualify the carbon. Rav Chista, savar hai Ariel, nami, kevin de bar chiyuva hu, bar kaparhu. He is considered a bar kapar. Why? So he's chayiv in the carbon. Now, even though he can't get kapar right now, but he's still chayiv in the carbon, that's considered he's bar kapar. That's considered as if he's subject to the kapara. And ho, why? Hold the iboy misaki nafshi. He could fix himself. He could get a mila. So since we say hoil by this case, by Rav Chisda says hoil, therefore it's as if he's a bar kapara and a bar chayuva. And if you have in mind for such an Ariel, it would disqualify this carbon. So again, just to be clear, if you have in mind, it's Reuven's carbon and Shimon's an Ariel. So the Kohen thinks to bring Reuven's carbon, but for kapara, for Shimon, that's considered bar kapara, says Rav Chisda, because since he could get a mila, that's considered bechal bar chiyuva and would disqualify this carbon. So that's the understanding of the Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara now says, umi islay Rav Chisda hoel. Does Rav Chisda hold of hoel in general? This reminds us of a couple weeks ago about hoel when it comes to cooking from yontif to chol. V'ha itmar, we learned this one back in daf with mem vav or so. Mem ches, maybe, I don't remember exactly. So, yeah, mem vav. That ha itmar, ha ofe, mi yamtif l'chol. If you cook from yantif to a weekday, we know it's asa to do that. You can't cook from yantif to a weekday. But ches amar, loke, one gets malchus, because it's an isra to cook for after yantif. But rabba amar, ain't a loke, one does not get malchus. What's the machlokus? Why don't you get malchus? You can't cook from yantif to chol. So, rabba amar, ain't a loke, hol vi mikloi le orchim, chazile. Since, in theory, if guests were to come, so I'm cooking even though I'm full, maybe guests are going to show up to my house, I could feed them. Rabbi invokes, Hoyl, Hashanami, here as well. Chazilei, Velolaki, here as well. Even though there are no guests yet, still, in theory, they could come. We could apply Ho. But only Rabbi holds of Ho. Rav Chista Amar Loke, Lo Amin Hola. We don't say Hoyl according to Rav Chista. So how come by the case of Yantif, Rav Chista doesn't hold of Hoyl, but here, by the case of the Ariel, he does hold of Hoyl. Aren't they the same exact case, the same exact structure? So Bishma, I understand Rabba Lokashi. There's no contradiction. Because in this case of the Ariel, Rabba does not hold of Hoyel. When it comes to the case of Yantif, he does hold of Hoyel. Why? What's the Chilak? So the Rabba Lokashi, Hocha Muchusamaisa, Hosam de Lo Muchusamaisa. when could you apply hoil? When there's no mechusar ma'isa. By the case of yantif, there's no, you're cooking. What are you missing? The guests didn't show up to the house. That's not a ma'isa. They didn't show up to the house. That's not such a big jump. So we can apply hoil in that case. But by the ariel, where you need a ma'isa that he has to go ahead and perform a brismila, that's a ma'isa that's lacking. That's mechusar ma'isa. In that case, we won't apply hoil. So that's the difference according to Rabbah, when we do apply hoil, when we don't apply hoil. El Rav Chista, Adu Chivstecha Kasha. How come he says hoyo by the case of the Ariel, but not by the case of Yantif? So the Gemara says, Amri, ki les le Rav Chista hoyo lekula, but lechumri isli. He holds of hoyo when it's going to be a kula, but rather he won't hold of hoyo when it's a kula, meaning the case of Yantif. If we were to say hoyo, it's a kula that he doesn't get malchus. We don't say hoyo to make it easier for you. But if it's going to present a chumrah, we actually will say hoil. So the case here, what's a chumrah here? That we say that your karen pesach by the ariel, that you have in mind for the ariel, that will disqualify your karen pesach, and then we will apply hoil. So hoil only works against you, it doesn't work for you. That's the understanding now.
Isn't that a kula?
What's a kula?
A kula, so that's why it's a kula. I mean,
you have to bring another karen pesach now.
Also, he makes it right. He makes it.
You have to bring another Karban Pesach. Now, Tosas does ask, well, that Chumrah,
right.
Say it again? No, so Tosas says this has to be a Din D'Rabban only.
Right.
If it's Midaraisa, this concept, there's no Chilik. You can't say Chumrah is a Kulah. So the Tosas already writes here, Ki Lesle, this concept is only D'Rabban, and since the whole concept of the whole is D'Rabban, we could be Mechalik between Chumrah and Kulah. Now, what the Tosas does ask later on in the Tosas D'Rabban Ki Lesle, I'll say this outside, says, even though it's a Chumrah, that we say, Hoyel, that the Ariel could fix himself. So my carbon is puzzle now, and the chumrah is I need to bring another car in Pesach. But isn't that a kula? Because now it's bringing kula in the Azara. It's kula on the flip side, that I really am pater from the carbon Pesach. But they said a chumrah, my carbon Pesach is puzzle now, and now I have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Well, Pesach Sheni, or any of the even carbon Pesach region right now, isn't that bringing kula in the Azara? I'm really pater. But they're making a chumrah of whole that I'm actually puzzle now of the carbon Pesach, as midir bottom. The cool is, I need to bring Chulun Bazara. Isn't that against whether you can't bring Chulun Bazara, but that's a kula, mitzad that. So what Tosas answers, he says, no, that's not an issue here, because what happens was, when I have the Shechita done for me, having in mind the Ariel, and they say Pasul, they don't let the Kohen go ahead and bring the Zrika, do the Zrika. So once the Zrika is not done, I actually never fulfilled my obligation. That's what Tosas says. The first carbon was never brought. So they say, stop it here. Even though in theory I could bring it, they said, don't bring it, so I never fulfilled my first obligation. Now the Ravid says differently. Ravid says, no, even if you did bring your first carbon and you were Mamash Yotze, you could still bring the second carbon. Why is that? Because a Pesach, that you're not right to bring a Pesach for yourself, it can always transform into a Shlomim. So there's actually a Kula by a case of Shlomim. Normally, you can't bring a carbon Chatas a second time, that's Chulun Bazara. But an extra Pesach you actually can bring, because that just transforms into a Shlomim. Okay. So the Gemara says now that Amar Lemar Zutra Bredir of Mary Liravina. Katani, we're going back to yesterday's discussion. Remember that today's Gemara is a little bit back and forth. It's not an even flow. They keep going back and forth to other discussions. So we're jumping back now. We had yesterday, we're trying to figure out what the din of Ariel was. When we compared Ariel to Tumo. That was yesterday's discussion. So going back there, the Gemara says, Amar Lemar Zutra Bredir of Mary Liravina. Katani, we learned yesterday that Hol the Arla Poselas, Vituma, Poselas, Ma Tuma, Lo Asaba Miksas Tuma, Kechol Tuma. Just like if something partially became Tame, it won't make the whole thing Tame. Af Arla, Lo Asaba Miksas Arla, Kechol Arla. And so too, if something's partially an Arel, doesn't make everything else an Arel. So it's unclear what we're talking about. The Gemara is going to spend now three sections here. When we're talking about Tuma, or we're talking about Tuma of the Gavra of the person becoming Tame, or the Tuma of the Bus or of the Karim Pesach becoming Tame. So the Gemara says, let's understand this statement. So, hi tuma heichidami. Which tuma are we talking about that miksasa does not make the entire thing tame? Elam, if you're telling me, but tuma's gaver where the people are tame. So, my lo asaba mixes tuma. So, what does it mean if some guys were tame, it doesn't make everybody else tame? Does it mean what? My lo asaba mixes tuma kechol tuma. Diika arba v'chamisha gaver, if you have four or five guys who are tame, and you also have arba v'chamisha gaver torim, and there also have four or five guys who are tor. Lo pasle tameim le torim. The guys who are tame won't disqualify the guys who are tahor. In other words, if I bring a carbon pesach for 10 people, 5 of them are tame and 5 of them are tahor, the people who are tame are not going to disqualify the carbon pesach for the 5 guys who are tahor. So that's what it means. Miktas tame doesn't make the kul tame. So if that's the case, along the same lines, gavi arla as well, nami. Halo pasay, it doesn't disqualify either. In other words, if I bring a Karban Pesach for some people who are mulim, and some people who are relim, the relim are not going to puzzle up the mulin, as the Mishnah tells us, ditnan, le mulim ula relim, if you shecht for both mulin and arelim, kasher. So this din is the same exact halacha that mixes tuma does not make kol tuma, so to mixes arelim doesn't make the whole thing arelim. So but what's the jump there? Maishna tuma de pshitulei, maisha arela de misafkele. I mean, how do we know that mixes arelim doesn't make everyone arelim? The Gemara presented it as a limud from tuma. But the Gemara says that you don't need a limud. It's obvious. It's a forced din in the Mishnah. Just like we knew that four or five guys tamei doesn't make everyone else tamei, so too it's a pasha din that four or five guys who are reilim don't make the mulim puzzle either. So that's too obvious of a point to have to learn a drasha from Ariel from tamei. So it's not talking about, the Gemara says, we're not discussing the tuma of the gavra. Ella, we're talking about tumas basar, where the Karban Pesach itself became basar, became tamei. So what's the drasha now? So Gemara says, so Ella, Ella batumas basar, my lo asaba mixes tuma kuchal tuma. What does it mean if part of it became tame? It doesn't make everything tame. The ilu itma chad me'evarim hai itame safinale, vidach achlinale. So now we're going to say that if part of the basar became tame, it doesn't make the entire Karban Pesach tame, just that Aver becomes tame. You could go ahead and burn it, but the rest of the Karban Pesach remained tar. So that's what it means, lo asa kechol tumah. Okay, that's the model. So again, if I have a partial Karban Pesach that one limb became tamei, that's tamei, everything else remains tar. So too, if you have an Ariel whose one Ariel is tamei, or his own Ariel, does not make everyone else possible. Now, obviously, there's a difference, because one's talking about the chefza of the basar, and one's talking about the gavra of the Ariel. Either way, we have this concept of mixas tumah doesn't make the entire thing tamei, so if the mixas Ariel doesn't make the entire group tamei, possible. So now, we're assuming, the Gemara says, that we're talking about tumas basar. That's that first stage of the brisa. We're going to go ahead and bring the other stage of the brisa, which seems to point that we're talking about the tumah of the gavra, however. So right now, this ratio is tumas basar.
And also, it means that in theory, the author of the brisa didn't know this Mishnah. That's what they're saying, right?
No, he did know the Mishnah of the... exactly, right.
Okay, so exactly. Know about the, we're not talking about people.
Exactly, because had he known the people, he would have known the same thing by Arelim as well.
Right.
So he, exactly, very good. Okay. So then the Gemara says... B'mayo kimta b'tumas basar. How come we just said that that reisha is talking about mixes basar, is a mixes tumas talking about basar? Ema seifa. But the seifa of this very brisa clearly indicates it's talking about tumas gavra. What does that mean? Ema seifa. Danin davar she'eno noeg b'chol azvachim. Mi davar she'eno noeg b'chol azvachim. We should learn something, Ariel, which doesn't apply to all the other karbanos, from something else like tuma, which also doesn't apply to all other karbanos. And don't put Zman or Pigel into this picture, because that does apply to all Zvachim. So now, let's understand this step of the Braisa. My Tuma. Which Tuma are we describing here that's not Noeg B'chol Zvachim? Inema Tumas Basar. Am I Eino Noeg B'chol Zvachim? What do you mean? Tumas Basar applies to every single carbon. If carbon Pesach, Hashlamim, Mechatas, and Ola, if it becomes Tame, of course it applies. So what does it mean it's not Noeg B'chol Zvachim? Ela must be Pshita. But Tumas Gavra, this step of the Braisa is referring to the Tumah of the person. Umay Eino Noeg B'chol Zvachim. What does it mean that Tumas Gavra doesn't apply to a carbon? It means the Ilu B'chol Zvachim, Ariel V'tamei, Mishalchin Karbon Oseim. A person who's a Tamei. A person who's an Ariel can send his carbon, he can send it even though he's Tamei. V'ilu Pesach, Ariel V'tamei, Ein Mishalchin Pischeim. So that's the Chilik. But this stage clearly is talking about Tumas Gavra, not Tumas Basar. So the Gemara says, Reisha, Betumas Basar, Vesefa, Betumas Gavra. How do you have the same exact price of one line away from each other? And you change the focus of who the subject is? Amalei in, yes, you can ask that Shem Tuma Kaparach. Sometimes we don't have to be so exact. We're being very general. That this Tuma of the Basar that has a certain din, now we're switching to Tuma of the Gavra, but still in the same realm of Tuma. And that was enough of a connection for the Braisa to go back and forth between Tumas Basar to Tumas Gavra. But then the Gemara says, Ibar same alternatively, Seifa nami b'tumas basar. Even the Seifa can be referring to tumas basar. So what does it mean, my eino noeg b'chol zvachim? What does it mean that other zvachim don't have tumas basar? Of course, tumas basar applies to every single type of carbon. So the Gemara says the following chilek is true. There's a difference between other zvachim and Karban Pesach. So what's unique to Karban Pesach by tumas basar? De'ilu b'chol zvachim, Ben shenitma chelav u'basar kayim, ben shenitma basar v'chelav kayim zarek es adam by other zvachim. As long as something is still tahor, meaning let's say the chelav became tameh, but the basar is kayim, which is tahor, or vice versa, the basar became tameh, but the chelav remains tahor. You could still be zarek es adam even though the basar became tameh. That's allowed as long as something is still tahor. You could still be zarek the dam. However, Pesach is unique. Vilu bePesach nitma chelav u'basar kayim. The Zorek is Adam. If the Chel became Tameh, but the Basar is still Kaim, it's still Tar, you could go ahead and sprinkle the blood by the Pesach. As opposed to Nitma Basar for Chel of Kaim, but if the Basar became Tameh, this is where there's a difference. Eino, the Zorek is Adam. You cannot sprinkle the blood because since the whole purpose of Karban Pesach is to be eaten, and if the Basar became Tameh, you can't eat it, there is no point of the Zrika. So this is something unique by even Tumas Basar. Granted that it applies to all Karbanos, but there's a distinction, a certain Chumrah that the Karban Pesach has that the other Zvachim don't have. So that's what it's referring to, and therefore there is consistency between Reisha, between the Seifa, in terms of talking about Nitma HaBasar. So now the Gemara says, okay, now we're up to the third stage of yesterday's Braisa. So, B'mai Okimta B'Tumas Basar. So now we've established that both two first steps of the Braisa, we're referring to Tumas Basar. Again, Tumas Basar is referring to the first case of Mikses Tuma Lo Asa Kechol. And the second step was Eino Noeg B'Chol Zvachim. Those two are Tumas Basar, we just said. But now, Eima Seifa, the third step of the Braisa was Danin Davar Shelo Huter Michlalo. So this is a concept that we should compare Ariel, that's never allowed, to Pigol, which is also never allowed, which is never Hutter Michlalo, as opposed to Tumah, which does have a Huch Michlalo, where there is an exception where we allow for Tumah. So which Tumah is ever allowed? Where is there Heter Huch Michlalo by Tumah? But my, what case? Ilema, going on to Amud Beis now, you're telling me that there's a Huch Michlalo, that Tumah is permitted, but Tumah's Basar, Hey Chutra. Find the example. Right, where is there ever an example where you're allowed to eat the basar that became tameh? Never such an example. So now we're forced into saying, Ela pshita betumas gavra. Where do we find a tumas gavra, there's hucha michlalo, that a person who's tameh could go ahead and be involved in a carbon? Hechi hucha michlalo, betzibur. When it comes to the tibur that's tameh, there's a klal that tuma betzibur, there's a machlokis in the Gemara Yuma, whether we say hucha or dechuya. Which means, we don't really love the fact that, everyone's tameh. You should really look for a Kohen who's Tahor if you can. Hucha means that we don't ask any questions. If Rov Tibor's tameh, go ahead, vayit the Hucha, mamish completely mutter. Whether you call it the Hucha or the Chuyah, either way, it's something that's allowed, whether l'chachil or b'dievid, it's allowed only by Tibor. So there's a concept of Tumas Gavra is Hucha b'tibor. So that's a unique case. But now what comes out here is, we're saying that the Reisha, which means the first two steps in this case, the Reisha, says the Gemara, is Betumas Basar. And now we're transitioning to the Seifa, this is what we just mentioned, is Betumas Gavra. So is it Tumas Basar, or referring to Tumas Gavra? So the Gemara's first answer is, Ein Achanami, Shem Tumas Kapar. You're right, maybe we're changing the focus of Tumas Gavra, Tumas Basar, but it's all in the same realm of Tumah, and that's enough of a connection for us to talk about, and even though we're shifting the focus. Or alternatively, the Gemara says, Ibai Seima, Kula B'Tumas Basar. The whole Braisa, even this last and final stage, is also referring to Tumas Basar. So then you have to ask the question, where do you ever find Hucha Michlalo by Tumas Basar? The Heiche Hucha B'Tumas Pesach. The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, Pesach Haba B'Tumah, Nechal B'Tumah, Shlobah Mitchilasa El Alachila. There's a din, if the Karan Pesach, if it's a year, where Rove of the Tzibor, or Rove of Kohanim or Tameh, or then the din is you could go ahead and bring the Karan Pesach Bituma. Once you bring it Bituma, you could also eat it Bituma, even though the Basar is Tameh, you could still go ahead and eat it. So that's an exception of Tumas Basar, is in fact Hucha Michlal. So we can say that either we're going back and forth from Basar to Gavra, and we're okay with that, it's Shem Tumah Parach, or no, it's very consistent that the entire Braisa, step one, step two, and step three, are all referring to Tumas Basar. Okay. So now we're going back. Yeah.
This is
going
to be how would it be Tumas Basar if everybody's tummy? The Basar automatically becomes tummy if their tummy
is. Yeah, yeah. If a Kohen shechs it and he touches. Yeah. So now the din.
Everything comes fine. The Zrika, though.
Yeah, we'll get to all the details. But once it's Tumah B'Tzibor, then everything goes ahead. There's no. We'll see whether Hutra V'Techuya, and even in Hutra, there might still be some restrictions. But, on the surface, everything's allowed. So now the Gemara is going back to the discussion we had before on the Hoyel of Rav Chista, that Rav Chista said, by when you shecht the karban and have in mind of the kapara for the ariel, since the ariel hol the yachol misakin atzmo, it's considered as if he's a bar kapara and a bar chiyuva, and it will disqualify the karban. So that hoel case, Gemara is going to ask based on the following. The Gemara says, Mesiv Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yeshua, HaPesach Shavru Shnaso, Pesach, that the year passed, the din is that a Pesach can only come from a Ben Shana, within the first year of the animal's life. Once a year passes, it's now possible to be a Pesach. Now, once it's possible to be a Pesach, it automatically becomes a Shlomim. It's right to be a Shlomim at this point. So now you have a Pesach, She'avra Shnaso, V'shachto Bizmano, Lishmo. So you shechted it in the right Zman, which means Er Pesach, Lishmo L'shem Pesach. So in essence, you took a Shlomim, because it's now, Avra Shnaso, by definition, becomes a Shlomim, but you shechted L'Pesach on Er Pesach. So just look at Rashi. Rashi says here, She'avra Shnaso, four lines down from the top, She'nolad Ishtaked Kodim Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Last year, it was born before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now this year, that means more than a year has passed. It's over a year old at this point by the next Pesach. V'frichu l'shem Pesach initially. V'chimata Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now when the next Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes a year later, Av Rosh Naso, its birthday had passed. Too low chazi l'Pesach. It's no longer roy for Pesach because d'chsev zachar ben shana. And for that reason, v'kari l'shamim, by definition, becomes a shalom now. And next Rashi. V'shachtu bizmano l'shmo. So it's in essence a shlomim, but you're shechting l'shmo l'shem Pesach on Er Pesach. That's the din. So the Gemara says now again, ha-Pesach she'avra shnaso v'shachtu bizmano l'shmo l'shem Pesach. That means v'cheina shochet acherim, or shechting any other carbon chatas and ola l'shem Pesach for the purpose of Pesach bizmano on Er Pesach. What's the din? Rabbi Eliezer posel, Rabbi Shua machshir. So Rashi explains a reason. It's a little bit more involved. It's sugis and zvachim. I don't want to go back and forth right now. But just take it at face value right now that Rabbi Eliezer says pasul. So now the Gemara's medayik as follows. That,
So the shlamim, now this is already more than 1 year old, and he's still doing a korban on Erev Pesach at the right zman, but
exactly.
It's more than 1 year.
Exactly. So now, taima bizmano, only because you shechted the shlamim, L'shem Pesach, bizmano on Er Pesach, is a puzzle, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Ha, shelo bizmano, had you shechted on any other day of the year, kasher, it would have been acceptable, actually, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, as a shlomim. Right, as a shlomim, if I were to bring it today on Teshvat, a l'shomim, even though I did it l'shem Pesach, it would still be fine. So now the Gemara says, why would that be acceptable, according to Rabbi Eliezer? Vamai, nema hoil, let's apply hoil. What would the hoil be? Ubizmano, ho bizmano pasul, shul bizmano nami pasul. Since if it was done bizmano, it would be pasul, it should also be pasul shul bizmano. Now, I need to be honest here. The holes, it doesn't sound like the same holes we've been talking about in the past. You could say hole about anything. So I don't know at what point we say it, at what point we don't say it. I get the hole but case by the guest coming. That's a possibility. The guest could show up to my house. I understand the hole by the case of the Ariel. He could fix himself, get a mila. I don't get this hole of the hole. Since bizmano is pasul, shul bizmano is not. So I don't fully get it, but again, in the world of Lishma, Shalol Lishma, and all these things, it gets a little tricky, so again, I'm taking it in a very, very superficial way here. Hopefully you'll grant that to me. But the Gemara asks this question, and the Gemara quickly says, no, don't ask any kashas on the case of Karim Pesach, about holes, no holes. The Karim Pesach case, this very case, is a din, it's a gzeres hakasev. It's a gzeres hakasev, don't ask me kashas from holes. What's a gzeres hakasev here? So the Gemara says, Amar Papa, shiny hasam, over there is different. By the case of Pesach. Why do we accept it by the rest of the year? If you shech the shlamim, l'shem Pesach, b'shar yamim, why is that acceptable? So the Gemara says, damar kra, v'amartam zevach Pesach hu, hu bav yasa, the Pesach has to be as is. Lo hu l'shem acherim, lo acherim l'shmo. That the Pesach can't be shechted for something else, and others can't be shechted for the Pesach. But that's all bizmano shupasa. It's only if it's in the right zaman is this din true that zevach pesach hu dafka bizmano. However, if it's l'shem acherim, it's acherim psulim. But that's all again bizmano shupasa l'shem acherim psulim. But if it's l'shmo shelo bizmano, we're learning from the dik. If it's not in the right zaman, shehu kasher l'shem acherim and acherim kasherim l'shmo. So this whole pasuk that it says it was amartem zeh pesach hu, that the pesach has to be the shmo, has to be its kasher, pesach has to be l'shmo, and others can't be l'shem pesach. That psul only applies bizmano. That's the context of the pasuk. But the moment it's not bizmano anymore, this whole psul doesn't make a difference anymore, and a pesach, the shame something else is acceptable, and something else, like a shomim, the shame pesach is also acceptable if it's shlo bizmano. And since it's based in exeris akasiv, we cannot ask any kashis at all from the discussion of hoyo. Okay, So now the Gemara talks about an interesting ma'isa. Rabbi Simlai also lekamed Rabbi Yochanan. One time, Rabbi Simlai came, presented himself in front of Rabbi Yochanan, and Amarle says to them, "Nisni li mar sefer yuchsin. Teach me sefer yuchsin. What sefer yuchsin?" So Rashi says he wanted to learn all the different mishnayos and brayos related to divrei yamim, right? A sefer in Tanakh. He wanted to learn divrei yamim. So Amarle meichanat. Rabbi Yochanan asks, "Where are you from, Rabbi Simlai?" Amarle mi Lud. I grew up in Lud. Veheichan mosavcha. Where do you live now? Nahardai. So he grew up in Lud and he lived in Nahardai. Not a great combination, as you'll see. Amarle ain nidodin lo ludim lo nahardaim. There's a cloud. We don't teach Sefer Yuchsin to people who live in Lud and from Nahardai. And you, Koshchein Da'at, Milud, Umoscha bin Nahardai. You have both against it. You grew up in one place and you live in the other place. There's no reason for me to teach you Sefer Yuchsin. And Rashi says, Tupshatim. Either because he was just trying to push him off. He didn't want to deal with him. He didn't want to deal with his kashas. And he was saying, okay, we don't talk to you. Or he mamished it because these places are not Meyuchas. And you have a double negative. You're not Meyuchas. You lived in this place. You grew up in this place. You should not be learning the Sefer Yuchsim, which is Divya Yamim, and all the different generations going back to the earlier times in history. So either way, he said, Kafye, he pushed him. He forced him. And finally, Yochanan gave in. And he was willing to teach him Divya Yamim. So then he says, Amar Lei, so now after getting him to teach him, he made a demand, an ultimatum. He said, Amar Lei, Nisni Begimel Yarche, I want you to teach all of Divrei Yamim in 3 months to me. That's what I want, 3 months, teach me all of Divrei Yamim. Okay, it doesn't sound so hard, it's a few psukim in Tanakh, it doesn't seem so difficult. But the Gemara says, Shaka Kala Pasuk Bei, he took a mound of dirt and chucked it at him. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Amar Lei, Ma Bruya, the base of the Rabbi Meir, Bar to the Yochanan Men Chajam. Bruya, who was the wife of the great Rabbi Meir, and also the daughter of Rabbi Hanani ben Chadion, the Tanya, Tlos Meya, Shemaisa Bioma, Migimo Meya, Ravusa. She was an incredible, wise woman, a big Chachma. And she, Tan Chachma, and she learned 300 dinim a day from 300 rabbis, different rabbis, every day. Vafilo Hacha, and in 3 years of learning the Divrei Yamim, she was not able to finish it. Vat amris betlasa yurcha. You want to learn in 3 months? You were not even as good as Bruya. Come on, give me a break here. You think 3 months you could capture this? So the Ma'aril says, how could Bruya learn? How could they teach her? The rabbis teach her 300 shilas a day. We know the Gemara says in Sota, you can't teach a girl the Torah. So Ma'aril says, they didn't teach it to her. She learned from them. She was very proactive on her own. She learned on her own. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Ma'aril says it hurt her because she didn't listen to rabbis. It made her daitan kalas, and she became such a wise person. She didn't trust in the rabbis at that point. It actually damaged her. That's what he says. Either way, so how do you expect to learn all of Divrei Yamim, all of Divrei Yuchsim in just 3 months? So, Kishaka v'azo. So they're going back and forth. Amalei, Rabbi Simlai says to Rabbi Yochanan, asks a question. I don't know what this has to do at all with Divrei Yuchsim, but it brings it back to our cases of Lishma. He asks Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi, Ma bein l'shmo v'shlo l'shmo, l'achlava v'shlo l'achav. What's the difference? Why is there a distinction that shlo l'shmo and l'shmo together, we say it's possible. If you have that combination of thoughts that we saw in the Mishnah a few days ago, if you have both machshavos, it's possible. And as opposed to shlo l'achlava, if you have a combination of both l'achlava and shlo l'achlav together, it's acceptable. Right? Those are two mafresh mishnayos in our perek. So why is l'shmo and shlo l'shmo possible, and l'achlava, shlo l'achlav is actually acceptable? What's the chilek? So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ho v'tzurim mirabonat." Since you're asking a good question, you must be a sharp Talmud Chacham. So I'm going to explain to you. Tava Emel Lachal. Let me explain to you. And he's going to make around four or five different chilukim between the Shmo and Shlo Lishmo versus Ochlav v'Shlo Lachav. So as follows, he says, "Lishmo v'Shlo Lishmo is psula begufo." That's intrinsic to the actual carbon. We're changing the shame pace after the shame shlamim. That's there. It talks about the actual carbon. As opposed to, l'ochlov, shlo'ochlov, it's ain't psul begufo. That has nothing to do with the actual carbon. That has to do with the owner, the shinui bailam, and that's why it's not as problematic. And l'shmo, shlo'lishmo, another issue is ifshar levara yisro. Rashi explained in the first part of Rashi, you can't figure out which part is going to be l'shmo, which is shlo'lishmo. As opposed to l'ochlav shlo'ochlav ef shlevar isur, you can't say okay, this is going to go for the guy who can eat. This is for the guy who can't eat. You can't actually be mechalik the actual carbon. It's incredibly hot in here, isn't it? Okay, my mouth is so dry from this. Okay, I'm sorry, guys. Okay, so then it says l'shmo v'shlo l'shmo yeshno bedal avodos. We know the psulma of l'shmo and shlo l'shmo apply to all four avodos. Again, just a recap: shchita, kabbalah, holacha, and zrika. And as opposed to la'achlava, v'shola al'achlava, eina barba, avodos does not apply to the four avodos, it only applies during Shas Zrika. And then the next chilek is lishmo, v'shelo lishmo, yeshna but tzibur kibiyach. It applies equally, even by a carbon tzibur. A carbon talmud, for example, if you have lishmo and shelo lishmo, kavanos, it is a problem. As opposed to la'ochlava, v'shelo la'ochlava, eino but tzibur kibiyach. There's no concept of that by a carbon tzibur. So that's those are the four different distinctions. Rav Ashi Amar, psul b'gufo, v'yashar levar isura. Those two are actually chad milsi. That's considered one distinction that's lumped together. Why? The matam amar psul b'gufo. What's the reason why we say that lishmo is a psul b'guf? Mishum d'yashar levar isura. Since you can't distinguish which part is lishmo, which part is shelo lishmo, that tells us it's intrinsic to the actual carbon, therefore you can't separate it. So the underlying reason is actually the same for those two. Okay, just a technical point from Rav Ashi. And now the Gemara concludes. We'll finish with this: that Amar Rami Bar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rava Miyom Shenignaz Sefer Yuchsin. Now Nignaz, Rashi points out, doesn't really mean it was hidden. It means it was forgotten. It was a nishkach from the day that Sefer Yuchsin was forgotten. Tashash Kochel Shechachamim Vekei Meor Einayim. It seems like a very deep point here. That from the moment the day was forgotten, the Chachamim were weaker in their understanding and their ability to see, their eyes, their wisdom, eyes of wisdom was weakened as well. So Amar Bar Zutra, Bein Eitzel Eitzel Taina Dal Mea Gamle De Darsha. So these are two psukim in Divrei Yamim. One's in Parakhes, one's Parakhes, not too far apart from each other. And the Gemara says that the depth that's hidden in these between these two words of Eitzel to Eitzel could fill up 400 camel's backs of loads. So there's so much depth in here. Now, who learns Divrei Yamim? Nobody does. So the moment they forgot Divrei Yamim, that means they lost so much Chachma. That's what it means, that Tashash Kochan Shechachamim V'keyeh Me'or Enem. So we'll stop here. Let's do a quick review. We start off the daf by talking about trying to forget the Machlokas being Rabbah of Chista related to the Shechita Am Nas L'Chaper, the Arelim. And we ended up saying how to do with the Drash of Nir Tzalol L'Chaper Lov Alav L'Al Chavero. Is an Arel considered Chavero because he could bring himself back in? Or no, since he's L'maisa an Arel, he's not considered Chavero and it wouldn't affect the Karbon. And that depended on Hoyel. We had a chiluk, but how come Rabbah of Chista have one way Hoyel by the case of Ariel, but they say the opposite by the Hoyel of the Yantif? And we said there's a difference. Rabbah felt when there's a Mechusar Maisa, we don't say Hoyel. When there is a Mechusar Maisa, we do say Hoyel. And if Chista said, we say Hoyel if it's Lechumra, but if it's Lekula, we don't say Hoyel. Then we had the discussion about Ariel versus Tamei, with that whole Bryce of the three steps, Tumas Basa versus Tumas Gabra, and we went back and forth. We ended up concluding that either they're going back and forth and it's Shem Tuma Parach, or we said it's all talking about Tumas Basa from beginning to end. And then in Amud Beis, we spoke about the question of a Pesach Shavar Shnasa that became a Shlomim, the Shechted Bismano versus Shlom Bismano, and there we don't say Hoel. Why not? We say Hoel. We said that's a special exception because the Pasuk says, Umartim Zevach Pesachu, as opposed to only on Bisman is a Pasul, but Shlomisman it's Kasher, and that has nothing to do with Hoel, it's a Gzeres. And then we finish off with this back and forth between Rabbi Simlai and Rabbi Yochanan about Sefer Yuchsim, which led to the whole distinction between Lishmo, Shelo Lishmo versus La'achlav, Vishal La'achlav, and finally the concept of hiding or forgetting Sefer Yuchsim led to a big weakness in the Chacham. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day, a good Shabbos. I'm here Sunday if you guys are around.